This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So glad you said that.
Interesting.
Because that was one of my thoughts, and I wasn't sure if it was going to get misunderstood, but I do think this is going to play well.
Well, it's the everyman theme that's been resonant with him from the very beginning. And, you know, it's that blue-collar, you know, working mom in New Hampshire says he's one of us. And who can identify being in that situation where they've been thrown under the bus and having their employer, their spouse or whatever stand with them matters.
But I think part of the mistake is to think it's just the blue-collar workers.
Oh, no.
It's lots of people. I was talking to a bunch of CEOs a couple of weeks ago and asked how many are for Trump, and it was four, and then they're walking out and three came up and said, I'm not going to raise my hand in that group and say
right.
I'm for Trump.
So there's something we're
disconnected here.
I will say this. There are two parts of it. There's a massive disconnection in the press, and I've been writing about it for a couple of weeks now because of the sheer volume of hatred for Donald Trump. But I want to go back to what Steve Kornacki said last hour. Yes, there will be some people that like the fact that Trump is standing next to his guy. But we have been talking about Donald Trump's problems with Hispanics. Add to that Donald Trump's problem with women. If you're looking at the primary, this will not hurt Donald Trump likely in the primary. I think it might hurt him in Wisconsin, but not in the later states. But, Sam Stein, you look at Donald Trump's growing problem with women. 74% unfavorable. This feeds into a narrative that could be absolutely crushing to Donald Trump, even more crushing in the fall than his problem with Hispanics. And that's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, you might have noticed me biting my lip. Because for every person who might empathize with Corey and say, good for Donald Trump for standing by his guy, not throwing him under the bus, there's going to be a woman out there who's been subjected to some form of assault and been victim blamed who says this is repulsive, and that campaign manager blatantly and demonstrably lied about it, and that Trump, by refusing to distance himself from someone who was caught in a lie, regardless of how much damage Corey caused to Michelle Field's arm, is abetting it. And I think people are going to be deeply turned off by that, as much as they might be empathetic to a guy who stands by his guy.
And this is the division that...
This is why, you know, Donald Trump, Scott, he needed to apologize and deal with this. You know, I remember we had interviewed some missionaries. In fact, we had a Bill Martinez Live T-shirt printed with the African proverb that said it was bar mitkolo, beat the fire while it's far off. And Donald Trump just doesn't want to do anything to mitigate and minimize some of these problems. I mean, it's like, well, we'll let the fire come into the village and then we'll deal with it. Are you kidding me? Come on, buddy. I mean, and of course, this makes him... makes everybody who's skittish about Donald Trump anyway to have some sense of confidence, you know, in dealing with, you know, foreign affairs when our national interest and international interests are so critical. And I think that's one of the key jobs. In fact, I thought, I don't know if you saw that answer when, you know, Anderson Cooper had asked him it wasn't Anderson, it was one of the people there in the town hall. So what do you see as the most important job for the president? And he said security, 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 and then he rambled off something else. But I thought that answer was a poor answer, and his handlers must have... I'm thinking they're in the background just fainting. You know, oh, my God, you know, you couldn't have come up with a better answer than that. I mean, you know, yes, national security is huge, but I mean, you know...
To be fair, again, through the media, they've been talking about how they were upset with Obama when he was in Cuba and he didn't come back after
The Belgium explosion, right, exactly.
And they talked about how that security was a big part of the presidency's thing.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off because we got to go. We've got more. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
America, back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, bill@billmartinezlive.com. So what do you think about the Lewandowski thing? A lot to do about nothing, or is this just another one of those crazy things where Donald Trump is just doing everything he can to, you know, make it more difficult for himself? You know, I always think that you got to, I just remember my old broadcasting days, Scott. You know, our program director at the time say, look, at you, what you want to do is minimize the negatives. And particularly, I would think, in a political arena, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you minimize the negatives, and you want to take care of issues as quickly as possible. You certainly don't want them to enter into the court of public opinion, much less in the regular court, and start having lawyers and everybody mounting up hours and all kinds of craziness. But, hey, such is life. And here to help us understand a little bit more of life is one of my favorite pastors, Aubrey Shines. He's the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. I keep promising to get out there, and I may eventually, and I know he's tired of me, you know, saying I'm going to go see him, but I really do mean this. I've got to get out there. I'm on the East Coast. When I'm in Florida, I'm on the East Coast. He's more in, you know, central in the West, which is a lousy excuse, because here I am in California these days, Pastor. So forgive me, but I'm going to be there. I mean it. I'm coming. Okay.
Well, I feel like Thomas. I won't believe it until I see it. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, I deserve that. So Aubrey, always good to have you with us. This Easter weekend was fraught with. You know, this crazy stuff happening overseas in Belgium. We've got 400 supposed jihadis that now got their marching orders to wreak even more havoc. And meanwhile, the West and Europe is in one collective yawn, so to speak,
yeah,
in the middle of something where you think, wait a minute, where's your sense of urgency here?
Well, Bill, we don't have it. I've been talking to a lot of my Roman Catholic friends. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you there's a split even in the Vatican, because even Pope Francis, and one would have to understand why, perhaps, with his background really similar to that of our own President Barack Hussein Obama, mm-hmm, they come out of this left theological background, black liberation theology for
Yeah, but let me interrupt you here real quick, though. I don't think the Pope did a tango, though, in Argentina.
Well, I tell you, his priests are saying so.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course his Pope did.
Just sidebar. That's okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
You know what's interesting, and it's something I said to one of my buddies, TV guy, and I said the same thing. Here we have a Pope that has an encyclica as it relates to climate control,
yeah,
weather. And again, no real science here, because science is all over. But not once, Bill, Has he ever addressed the Yazidis that are being just, I mean, driven to extinction there? We have five major Muslim groups. For instance, you're talking about what? Boko Haram and Hezbollah and Hamas and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And these guys are in cahoots, doing really all the same thing because they're splinter groups. Not only is this Pope not saying anything, and again, I'm very respectful, by the way, of the office of the papacy, but at the same time, we have a very feckless president that was just literally forced by Congress to even admit that something is even going on, for God's sake. So
exactly.
We're in this dilemma. This is why I believe, Bill, that you see this outcry and this rage in this nation right now for a different political climate, because we're kind of sick and tired and we're regurgitating political correctness, to say the least. And this is why you're seeing such an uptick with those that are at least addressing this issue, not being politically correct, and calling these things what they are, and that is this Islamic savagery that mm-hmm. is happening and being perpetrated, not just on Christians, but on humanity everywhere.
Well, what I see, Aubrey, sociologically, is the people are, they're just kind of, you know, vomiting all this bitterness and confusion that they've been filled with all this time, and it just doesn't sit well with their inner being. They know they've been fed a lie for a long time, and they finally have had enough, and the body's just trying to detox itself from all the insanity, right?
No, Bill, you're 100% on. Listen, our bodies can only take so much. And again, we're looking at the body of this global planet, especially here in America. We have been forced narratives that we have not voted for. We've been forced down our throat narratives that we don't believe in. And we have these elitists that are, in essence, just kind of telling us what we need to think, what we mm-hmm. should believe. If we don't believe it, we're this, we're that. But here's the reality, even on this whole Muslim piece, and I've been doing this on some TV shows very recently, and here are the facts. When you have a half a billion Muslims that all share the same ideology, none of us can then come out and say, well, there's these moderate Muslim states. Bill, the show that you're doing right now, I don't care if you were in Jordan and or Egypt, which claims to have some sort of civility, you couldn't have this show. And if I came on your show and espouse anything about Jesus Christ, for instance, my belief systems in him as an Orthodox Christian, both your and my head would be on the buffet platter somewhere. They would annex it with some large machete, because there is no room for that type of civility and liberality in those countries. There is no such thing as a, quote, moderate Muslim state. And until America really addresses this issue, we're going to continue to fall behind with this type of savagery that we're seeing happening everywhere.
Well, interesting that you have some moderate Muslims here in the United States are starting to step up and forming a coalition and, you know, claiming to want to be that vanguard, you know, for other Muslims to make a way to where, you know, hey, look, at they find themselves apologizing too often. And I've said, Aubrey, on this show, you know, I don't want to tell anybody to rip pages out of their Quran, because I don't want anybody telling me I need to rip pages out of my Bible. But if you were going to purport yourself to be a religion of peace and do everything, but, you know, I'm going to take you for your actions. And actions speak louder than words. And as you say, it's very well defined. You see what's happening around the world. And if some have said, not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists happen to be Muslims.
No,
so,
that's you know, excellent. Bill, you hit something I think that I really hope and pray that your audience is really adhering to, and that is your latter statement. And let's go back even to the Muslims, and there are a couple splinter groups here, 10 or 20 of them. By the way, I keep up with these groups, and they're not getting any traction. As a matter of fact, their largest, quote, for lack of a better word, conventions are only pulling in about 70 to 80 people. Now, you're talking millions of people. You can only pull 80 to maybe 100 people. Here's another statistical fact, and that's this. There has been several polls that have been conducted, not in the Middle East, but right here on this terra firma that we call the United States of America. And in those Muslims that were polled, how about this? The majority of them believe, and I'm talking 80-90% of them believe, that Sharia law should trump our Constitution. Now, once you open that Pandora's box, and once you make that as your declarative ideological statement, Bill, you're in trouble.
Well, it's already happening in New York. There is a city that has accepted Sharia. They kicked out the Constitution. We have enclaves throughout this country. And I would say that, in some cases, just like in Paris, you know, they get irritated when you talk about the no-go zones. We have no-go zones already starting to be formulated here in this country.
You're 100% right. And until we're honest and the reporters begin to report it, we're never going to address this issue.
Well, we've got more from Pastor Aubrey Shines on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Whoa, we're seeing out here. Whoa, we're seeing amen. Hear the sound of the saints as we march on to Zion, singing hallelujah, amen. Singing hallelujah, amen.
Bill Martinez, live.
Whoa.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I'm sure Pastor Aubrey Shines would agree with me. I mean, you know, if you got to make a choice, why would you want to make a choice based on anything but the truth or the facts, Aubrey? And here we are with no surprise. I mean, those of us who study the Word of God, we were warned that there would be a time on this planet when evil would be pronounced as good. Good would be evil. Sweet, sour, sour, sweet.
Sure.
And boy, I mean, here we are. And you hear the words of Jack Nicholson saying, you can't handle the truth. You know?
Right? What an apropos statement. You know, one of the things, Bill, that really concerns me, honestly, because I have an opportunity through the years, I have ministered and still do, in probably some of the larger pulpits. I have access to some of the larger voices in the nation. And what gets me, I think, more than anything is the element of apathy that's there, and the lack of guys just really being courageous and that sort of thing. And I can tell you, I will never drop their names publicly, but I can tell you this. The majority of what I hear is this. They'll listen in to a broadcast or a TV show they see me on, and they'll say, you know, Aubrey, man, I agree with you, but, man, if I say that, for instance, if they're a white leader, I may lose some of my black members. If they're black leaders, well, I run the risk of losing so many of my black, parishioners that are there. And we lack courage, is what you just said.
Exactly.
We
right.
know these things are coming, but for expediency's sake, we won't talk about it. We're afraid to say what we really believe in, as if, though, it's going to some kind of way, I don't know, move 10 or 20 people out of the way. My position, Bill, is if they go, thank God, that way they'll give somebody else a seat that really, really needs to hear to kind of get on board. And this is what we're facing in our nation, and that is really the element of courage that seemingly, for whatever reason, has divorced itself from key leaders that should really be trumpeting these causes.
Well, you touched on two key things. Leadership and courage. And this is what leadership does. Leadership inspires and encourages. So we bring out that courage that is lying dormant. And I believe this is what's happened in America. And one of the reasons, you know, I talked about us detoxing earlier, is that this power, this courage is lying dormant, and it is waiting to be expressed. It's waiting for that opportunity. And I think that's why so many people, for example, and I give Dr. Ben Carson a lot of credit for this, because he confronted a president. He confronted a guy who was leading the way to political correctness and making it very fashionable and very cool to be politically correct. And Dr. Carson, at a prayer breakfast, confronted, you know, the president. And I believe there were a lot of people who were encouraged by his leadership to say, hey, you know what? It's okay. It's more than okay to be bold. In fact, we need boldness in this country. We need people to step out and not worry about, you know, the lease payment on their church building, as if God cannot afford it and God can't, you know, he can't make that happen. And God's not aware that you have rental issues, you know. But sadly, and I got to tell you, I mean, I have a lot of compassion. I'm not a pastor. I mean, I have my own business, and I deal with my own lease problems that I have to talk to God with, you know, all the time. And this is why, you know, as one of my pastor friends said, one day he woke up and realized that he'd much rather have God be the CEO of this church and not him. And I said, you know, right on. I want God to be the CEO of my company. I don't need to carry that weight and responsibility.
No, it's a lot, Bill. You know, I took some real major stands throughout the years. I was anti-Obama because, again, I'm a Chicago guy. I knew what Dr. Jeremiah Wright believed in. I sat in on his mentors, one of his teachings once, Dr. Collins, and I already knew this is black liberation theology. I began to put together videos and send them out to bishops and pastors across the nation saying, hey, look, guys, I'm a conservative, and technically we all are that should have a religious ilk to us. I says, but this is what you guys need to know. This is what this man is going to believe in. I took a lot of hits for that. I took hits, Bill, when I stood with Glenn Beck. Yes. You know, when he had those several hundred thousand people to show up there in D.C. I was actually one of the 40, what you call, Black Robe Regiment guys that walked across that stage. I constantly do things, not to be in the limelight, but because this is what we're all called to do, and that is take a position. When I took the position to fly down to Dallas to be one of the 100 faith leaders that sat in on a private meeting with Senator Ted Cruz. By the way, that's who I'm supporting. Mm-hmm. When I did that, I took a ton of heat from people because they felt, well, you shouldn't express this publicly. And, well, I do express it publicly, and I explain why. Mm-hmm. I express things publicly. Bill, this nation, we have a compass that has been broken. We have a moral compass that's broken. And God is not going to swoop down and change everything. He gives you and I that authority. We are the managers. We're the supervisors over this. And if we don't put skin in the game, then we have no right to complain to our children's children's children that we made a difference. We made no difference if there's no skin in the game. This is what shows like yours does. This is what guys and girls like me that are out here doing. We're just trying to really recapture the very essence of what America is really all about, and that is a Judeo-Christian ideology that has proven to be wonderful.
Well, you know, Aubrey, again, I guess what gives me hope is I look, and God has opened my eyes to see this pent-up frustration of people across this country that want to fix their moral compass. And many say to me, Bill, I'm praying for a revival. I say, go be the revival. Go be a revival of one. All it starts is one at a time. And the neat thing about our faith is that, you know, your light shines. You know, if I can say this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as Christians and faith followers and believers, our light shines at a certain level. But man, I'll tell you, when you start getting people of like mind and of the same light, and they start coming together, it just gets more and more intense. And with that intensity, it is awesome. And the thing is, it's not, you know, and this is the thing where people, you know, kind of freak out. They think, well, it's about Aubrey walking the stage. No, it's not. It's about the glory of God. That's who we serve, and that's what that's about. Because if things are going to be solved, and if true change is going to occur, it's because God was elevated, not because Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or anybody like that gets elevated. It's because God gets elevated. And the problem is here in America is we have taken God out of his rightful place.
Yeah, and when we do that, you look at the consequences. History will continue, unfortunately, not to be kind because we did just that. We had the wrong gesture. And you're right. Once we are decreasing and we are allowing the truth in us to increase, then it really isn't about us at all. It's really about what we believe in. It's about that philosophy. And this is why we must continue to have our voices raised as an anthem throughout this nation, because if we don't, Bill, we're kidding ourselves, we will lose this nation if we don't put some skin in the game here.
Yeah, and you know, and beyond that, and I think more importantly, the way God sees this, it's about his very creation. This is about, you know, soul to soul. This is about humanity looking him in the eye. And I got to think one of the most disappointing things that we will experience is when we realize that we shoulda, coulda, woulda, and we didn't. And it was right there before us, you know, much the way in Schindler's List at that last scene when he realized, and he's taken off his goal. I could have done so much more.
What else could he have done? Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, a wonderful analogy, Bill. And this is why I press my congregants. I press those TV radio viewers that tune in to me to say, look, put some skin in the game.
Amen.
This is
right.
Not just about us. We are leaving a legacy, and if we're not involved, by default, we have left no legacy.
Well, I want you to check out Aubrey Shines, Pastor Aubrey Shines' website, glorytoglory.org, glorytoglory.org, and you can check out his book as well, aubreyshines.com/book. For more information, Aubrey Shines, a Chicago native, and also a pastor there in Tampa and in Orlando, which Bill Martinez will be appearing soon, I promise. Pastor Aubrey Shines, always good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz. Pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. He's making
diamonds. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. Comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know, there's a survey taken a while ago, and of all the things that we do, we're so busy anymore. We're no longer human beings. We're human doings, as my buddy is fond of saying. And I agree with him. I mean, we're just running helter-skelter. It's like on the hamster wheel of life here. And a survey went out, and they asked people, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that hour? And believe it or not, they said they want to sleep, you know, not do anything else. They just want to sleep. I mean, we are a tired nation. There's no doubt about it. And our next guest knows a lot about that. Sean Stevenson has written the book Sleep Smarter, 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success. Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, of all the things that we can do, I know some people are willing to give up sleep. It sounds okay, especially when you're younger. You can kind of get away with it. My age, you know, it's like, hey, I'm looking for a nap anytime I can work it in the deal. But, you know, along the way of depriving ourselves of sleep that we need, we're sacrificing our mental, emotional, and physical performance, you know, as you wrote about in your book, Sleep Smarter.
Yes, yes. Actually, the funny thing you just said is that we can, quote, get away with it when we're younger. Mm-hmm. And that's actually in of itself is an illusion, because what we found, and this is very, very recent in the research, is that when you're skimping on sleep in your college days, you're actually shortening what are known as your telomeres. And your telomeres are basically the most powerful biological marker we have for how long we're going to live. Mm. And so you're clipping parts of your telomeres off, basically unraveling your DNA a lot faster. And so this is why we're seeing so many people hit a wall in their 20s and early 30s, when it used to be, you know, 40s, 50s, and beyond, when things would start to slow down, before so many people who are fresh out of college, even in college, they're struggling mightily with their health because they're accelerating their aging process and they have no idea why. And sleep is a huge component of that whole factor.
I thought you were going to tell me with compromised telomeres, it would cause us to choose the wrong mate, hence affecting the divorce rate or something, you know. But maybe, you know, who knows? That's probably yet to be studied, right?
It actually all goes together. I actually just put together a bunch of research talking about the impact that our sleep quality has on our relationships. And just to throw one piece out there, so just 24 hours of sleep deprivation leads to about 6% loss in glucose reaching our brain. But it's 14% of the glucose from our prefrontal cortex. And this is the part of our brain that's responsible for decision-making, distinguishing between right and wrong, our social control. So that part of our brain starts to go cold, and we essentially become a dumber version of ourselves. And the part of the brain that takes over is our amygdala, which is really responsible for self-survival.
Exactly.
And so a lot of couples, so this recent study came out and showed that they tracked couples over the course of 2 weeks, and they found that when just one of the mates, one of the two in the pair, when they would have a poor night of sleep quality, the next day they'd have over a 20 to 30% greater chance of having an argument, and that argument not being resolved. And this was simply due to not having an adequate amount of sleep, because when you're sleep deprived, your best friend can look like your worst enemy. And we know how it is in families today, with everybody's doing so much but not focusing on the basic things that our genes expect us to do so we can show up better for everybody in our family.
Guys, I hope you're taking note of this. You know, it's not about the toilet seat, okay? It's about your bad night's sleep. So let's get our acts together here, huh? Now, in your study, you found that, and I've heard this before as well, Sean, is that our brain needs to detox every night, right?
Yes, that is correct. And this is so important because what the research is indicating now, so in my clinical practice, for a while now, we've been calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. But in actuality, the most cutting-edge research has found that Alzheimer's is actually appears to be an inability of the brain to detoxify itself. And so even right now, as we've just been on this interview thus far, our brain has done millions, multiple millions of processes, and there are metabolic wastes that are left over from that. New cells are growing. New synaptic connections are taking place. Our brain is trying to get better every single millisecond.
Right.
Now, the issue is that if we don't have a detoxification channel for those things to get out of our brain, those wastes can build up and start to basically shut down functions. And so our bodies overall have something called the lymphatic system that is basically our cellular waste management system.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is a closed circuit, so you have the blood-brain barrier. And so it does it itself. It's called the lymphatic system. And this system, what the research has found is so fascinating, is that the lymphatic system is 10 times more active when you're asleep. And your brain cells actually shrink about 60% during sleep to make more room for the detoxification to happen. So if you're not sleeping, your brain isn't eliminating waste. Essentially, your brain is not healing. And this is yet another huge cry for us that we can stay younger longer. Our brains can stay younger longer if we just focus on getting better sleep quality, not even necessarily quantity. Just doing things to sleep smarter.
You know, Sean, you know, here you talk about the brain and what our, you know, the system is set up with the lymphatic system and, you know, purifying, you know, all these toxins out of our brain while we sleep. I mean, we're walking miracles, you know, the way we're constructed, aren't we? I mean, and we're just amazing. I mean, how do you not, when you study the body, how do you not just, I mean, to me, every time I think about it, it's that awe moment where your jaw just is boom, you know, hits the bottom of the desk, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's very humbling once you start to look into this and you understand how amazing our design is and actually how resilient our bodies are and forgiving once we start to do some of the right stuff.
Exactly. You know? It will recoup if you're faithful to it. You know, I like what you said earlier, that it's not necessarily about the number of hours. It's that good quality sleep. And you said it really has to do about getting to bed at the right time. Now, what does that mean?
Awesome. So this is really fantastic news. There are people who, and you know, you've heard the cookie cutter thing, you know, you just need to get 8 hours of sleep and you're going to be fine. Well, so many people sleep 8 8 hours and they wake up feeling like a mess every day. And they can't get through the day without taking a nap or two. So that's not the solution. It's really making sure that your body can get through its normal sleep cycles. And each sleep cycle lasts about 90 minutes. The bare minimum there is to get 4 cycles. That's about 6 hours of sleep is what's recommended. And then some people need a little bit more, especially if you're more active, if you're exercising, you're going to need more sleep because it's when your body repairs itself.
Right.
So it might be 7.5 hours or 9 hours on that same track. But the bottom line is if you can get to sleep in this what is called a, quote, money time period, which is between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., it's been found that your body secretes the greatest amount of human growth hormone, a.k.a. the youth hormone, during that time, higher levels of melatonin. You're going to help your testosterone to be peaked, and this is for men and women who both need testosterone to be in ample amounts, and also reparative enzymes that help to rebuild your body and your brain. They're going to be in their highest secretions if you're falling asleep within that time frame, because from evolutionary biology, this is when humans were getting to sleep, and so your body's just kind of set on that pace to have all of that juiciness happen in those in that early window. So if you're getting to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the evening and still getting 8 hours, you're much more likely to feel not as well rested when you wake up in the morning. Versus those times when it's like, you know what, I'm going to get to sleep a little bit earlier tonight, and you tend to feel really refreshed when you wake up. So that's just one of the really important strategies, but also
this is why they need to get. Really, this is why they need to read your book, Sean. Okay, because there's no way we can cover them all, and there's some great insight here, including listening to your gut and sleeping smarter. But go ahead, I want you to finish that other thought.
Sure. So this is the big headline takeaway: is that a great night of sleep starts the moment that you wake up in the morning. Right, and by simply getting up and doing 5 to 10 minutes of exercise, pretty much as soon as you get up within the first 30 minutes. It's going to help to reset your cortisol rhythm. And so basically what this means is, really quickly, is that there's a great study done by Appalachian State University, and they found that morning exercisers spend up to 75% more time in the deepest, most anabolic stages of sleep each night. Wow. So that's just one of the things we could do to kick our day off and to get better sleep, is to get a little bit of exercise in, 5 to 10 minutes, or a full workout if that's what you're into, but that's got to be the bare minimum.
Exactly. You got to get that blood circulating. Sean Stevenson has been with us, author of the book Sleep Smarter, 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success. Why not? Sean, available at all the usual good places, right?
That's correct. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those good places.
And we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Sean, thank you so much for being with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Summertime music, 1968, brings back some good memories and great time for music. Also a tough time in our country, too, as well. You may wonder, here we are in the 21st century and how far, really far from where it was then have we come to now, no doubt. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Brian Tracy is with us. Today is the day that his book goes on sale, his latest book, Get Smart, How to Think and Act Like Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. Brian Tracy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I've often said that if you want to be successful, look at what successful people do. And it seems that this new book, in terms of getting smart, is like, hey, look, at why do it the hard way? I mean, there's been a lot of people before us that have been very successful, and there are some consistent patterns and ways that they've been able to affect their success.
Yes, absolutely. You know, if you want to be a doctor, you don't go off in the woods and try to figure it out by yourself. If you want to be a mechanic, you don't just figure it out by yourself. Is you get training. You learn what others have learned before you, which will save you years of hard work. And what we find is that everybody wants to be successful, however you define it. They want to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to make a good living. Everybody wants to become financially independent, but yet only a small percentage of people achieve it. And the question is, why? Well, the rule is success leaves tracks. If you want to find out how to be successful, follow the tracks of other people and then do exactly the same things. And today in the 21st century, it starts with the way you think. Everything comes back to the way you think, because that determines your whole direction in life.
Brian, you've written about this in the past, historically. Some people may say, well, Brian, you know, that was for then. You know, this is a different time. America's tied up in knots. We're overregulated. Our political system is a mess. We don't have borders. You know, people have stolen our jobs. They're overseas. But you've written time and again when people against all odds have been successful because they did something that was consistent and true.
Yes, and in business, it's very simple. Most success is in business or in either starting a business or working for a business. And the essence of business success is to please people, make them happy, is to create new customers and then make those customers so happy that they come back again and again. is create products and services that people want and need, and then aggressively market them. So these are the standards in business, and every company that's having problems is a company that's not doing those things I just told you. It's not making enough customers happy. For personal success, however, you need a clear sense of direction. You need clear written goals and plans so you know exactly where you want to go, and you've got a good idea of the steps that you need to take. And you can't change the world of politics and economics and who's running for president. You can't change that, but you can change yourself. You can take complete control of your own thinking.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, it does start with the thought process. And if we're going to discipline our thought process, you know, and focus on the thing. I used to have a saying in my office that, you know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off, you know, off the goal. And it was written by that infamous philosopher known as Anonymous. Was never credited to any one person, but it doesn't mean it's less valuable. I found it to be very valuable because, you know, we need to really hone in and focus on what the objective is, right?
Yes, and that's one of my favorite sayings as well. And again, I keep going back. We talk about 10 different ways of thinking. The first way we think you talk about is long-term thinking. Based on 50 years of research, the number one reason for higher income as you go through life is long-term thinking. Number one reason for wealth is long-term thinking. And the second type of thinking, which is based on Nobel Prize-winning research, is called slow thinking versus fast thinking. Fast thinking is what you do when you drive through traffic. Slow thinking is when you say stop and think, and you look at your situation, and you think about it for a while. And in that moment of thinking is where you develop the clarity to make the best decisions. So if you combine the two, long-term thinking and slow thinking, then you come back to the need for very clear goals and plans for your future. They just finished one of the most exhaustive research studies on business success, covering 22 countries, tens of thousands of business, 150 researchers, a decade of research. They say it's the most important breakthrough in business research in history, and it hasn't even been published yet, only reviews. But they say there's basically three things. Number one, clear goals and objectives for the business or for the individual. Number two is clear measures so that you can measure how well you're doing. And number three is clear deadlines so you have a target to aim at. Those three, they turned out to be more important than the most important of 54 different reasons for success that they studied were those. And it turns out to be true in personal life.
Well, I used to tell people, Brian, that there was a huge business study that was done on successful people, and they found that there was one thing that all successful did consistently. And what it was they wrote down their goals. So I used to tell my staff, I said, look, if you want to be in the top 10%, just do that one thing. Just write your goal down, right? I mean, you know, when you take it to this level in terms of, you know, clear goals and objective and making it clear measurably and, and clear deadlines, I mean, that takes it to it really puts action to those steps and it makes it more definitive and clear.
Yes. You know, we say that your goals should be so clear that you could tell them to a 6-year-old child, and the 6-year-old child could understand, and they should be so measurable that the 6-year-old child could tell you how close you are. Mm-hmm. And when you use that simple test, you find that most people don't have any goals at all; they just have wishes.
Exactly. Well, Brian, in your book, Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field, you address that comfort zone of easy thinking. It's real easy to get bogged down and be comparative and just kind of get lax about our goals. But when we do that, we just expend resource and we lose time in being able to, fulfill that objective that we said we wanted to in day one.
Yeah, it's called lazy thinking as opposed to rigorous thinking. You know, one of the things which I teach over and over is to ask questions. And a very good question is not what happened, but why is this happening? Why is this happening? It's interesting today, one of the major political issues is that the rich aren't paying their fair share and tax the rich, and we can have everything we want if we just tax the rich. Well, first of all, nobody can evade paying taxes unless they have massive losses. So I know lots of rich people, and they all pay, you know, 48-50% in tax. Everybody's, all wealthy people pay tax unless they have investments or sources of income that the government has decided are taxed at a lower rate. So this idea of tax the rich is nonsense. If you tax all the money away from all the rich people in America, you could run the federal government for about 26 days, and the country would be bankrupt, and there'd be unemployment by the millions. Then the next question you ask is, what do rich people do with their money? Well, people think that they're like Scrooge McDuck. They have their swimming pools full of money, and they just go and get a bucket full when they need it.
Right.
Rich people invest their money in creating jobs. And the reason that they're rich is because they're very skilled at using their money to create more jobs so they can satisfy more customers. So you get rid of the rich people, and the country just collapses. So in every single successful country, you have wealthy people who've usually started off with nothing, but demonstrated that they're really quite capable of deploying these funds to create products and services that people want and create jobs and build factories. So you take them away, you must be out of your mind.
Exactly. It's called leveraging, Brian. I mean, you know, and this is the difference between people that are highly successful is they're leveraging their resources. It's no longer their 40 hours a week. They have found a way to incrementally add 40 hours of labor force output by investing in other people and in other businesses, right?
Yes, and the only way that they can hire these people is by offering them wages and benefits that are better than anybody else can offer. And so you say, well, we punish the rich. Well, no, I came across this observation. It said that 1% of people have the ability to create jobs, and 99% of people have the ability to work at jobs that have been created. So the 1% are a national treasure. They should be cultured like orchids. They should be identified early in life. They should be trained and supported and guided. The regulatory barriers should be taken out of their way. This 1% is the national treasure that creates all national wealth. It pays
exactly.
for all the hospitals and all the schools and all the charities. Is this 1% who can come up with an idea and create jobs, like a Steve Jobs or Microsoft. You look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates employs directly 120,000 people and indirectly probably hundreds of thousands of others.
Exactly.
If you're healthy, yes. But if you look at how much he earns, he's a fraction of a percent of the wealth that he creates in the lives of other people.
And look what he's doing now, he and his wife, in terms of, you know, leading a group of people in terms of investing into other countries and the charities that they're involved in because of the wealth that they've created, right?
Exactly. And so therefore, we talk about comfort zone. It's basically lazy thinking. People just, you know, hear a fact and they just say, well, that sounds good. They don't take any time to think about it. So in my book, I just continually take these ideas and have people think about them. Ask them questions. What do you really want to achieve in life? I've got this little wonderful question. Is what do you really want to achieve in life? What do you really, really want? What do you really, really, really want? Mm. And it's the third really that tells you what you really want in life.
Exactly.
Then you say, oh, I want to be this, that, or the other. Then here's a very simple thinking tool. Just do not do anything that's inconsistent with what you really want.
What you really, really want. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Tracy, congratulations on the book, Get Smart, How to Think, Act, and Like most successful and highest paid people in every field. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.